This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
There's the skip, so we're back. Another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. I'm Andy Hart, joined by Patriots Football Weekly's own Paul Perillo. It's Friday, December 30th. The Patriots are preparing for the season finale here at Gillette Stadium against the Buffalo Bills. And they've actually made a lot of minor transactions since we last spoke. You know, among other things, Christmas also happened and, you know, they won a game and a bye and all those things. But we're here to talk about all the transactions that have transpired over the last week. And we'll start with an entertaining one, because a week ago on this broadcast, Paul Perillo speculated that Vincent Fuller, the newly signed veteran safety, could potentially start for the New England Patriots in the Saturday Christmas Eve affair. He didn't make it to that game because after we put this podcast together, Vincent Fuller was released from the New England Patriots. Paul Perillo, would you like to discuss that?
Well, you know, Andy, during the course of this week on PFW in Progress, you opened a show after flying off the handle on Tuesday. You opened Wednesday's show with an apology, so I think I'll do the same right now. I was wrong.
Okay.
He did not start and did not even make it to the game.
Concurrent with the Fuller release, defensive back Sterling Moore and defensive end Alex Silvestro were signed to the 53-man roster. Correct, Paul? Anything you'd like to add on those players?
No, I was watching Riley Nelson.
Okay, good. So that was leading into the penultimate game of the season here at Gillette Stadium. Right, Paul?
That was leading into the Miami game?
Yeah, last week.
Okay.
And December 26, shortly after Christmas, the Patriots released defensive back Ross Ventrone from the active roster, and defensive lineman Cedric McKinley was released from the practice squad. December 27th, the release we got that day, was the 8 Pro Bowlers who made the roster of the AFC All-Star Game to be played in late January in Hawaii. The 8 Patriots getting a round of applause. Tom Brady, Andre Carter, Rob Gronkowski, Logan Mankins, Matthew Slater, Brian Waters, Wes Welker, and Vince Wilfork. And according to Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez, one of their quote-unquote snubs, is the first alternate at the tight end position and could very well end up there if Antonio Gates, an off-injured veteran, decides not to go. So that would be interesting. Patriots could have the two tight ends and the two guards, right?
Yeah, it's like they have a big running attack.
Yeah, but they don't.
They power up with two tights and two rogue-grading guards.
We have another new veteran face to talk about on December 27th, though, as the Patriots signed the greatest position that's ever played the game of football, fullback Lusaka Polite. And they also signed Malcolm Williams to the practice squad, their former draft pick, who's bounced around quite a bit this season in these Roster Report podcasts. But Polite, 30, is a veteran of 7 NFL seasons with the Cowboys from 04 to 06, Chicago 07, and Dolphins from 08 to 10. He went to training camp this year with the Dolphins and was released on September 3rd. 6'4", 245-pounder, Paul, a traditional type of fullback, but you believe this is sort of a multifaceted signing. So, first of all, will he make it to the game?
Well, I think he will.
Okay.
But yeah.
And we know you're usually right.
I think that the situation with the offensive line, with all the injuries, and Bill actually talked about this during his Friday morning press conference today, talking specifically about Donald Thomas, who has been one of the guys that's been used in that kind of fullback, goal line situation kind of role. I think that they no longer have those options with Wendell and Thomas. These guys have been used as part of the regular offensive line now. Nate Solder has been an extra tight end for a lot of the season. Now they might need Marcus Cannon and Solder to play if Matt Light can't play or if they want to get him out. So I think Polite gives them some flexibility to be an extra blocker in short yardage and goal line situations, whether it be true fullback, like you say, or even as an extra tight end.
Right, extra tight end, H-back, blocker, wherever they could use him. He is, though, a traditional type fullback. He's going to make his money for this team blocking somebody, whether it be in passing situations, you know, helping out a tackle on the end, whether it's in goal line situations as the blocker, potentially as a short yardage ball carrier. He's very good in that role in his career. He's going to help out in that traditional. If you think of a fullback, that's what he is. You know, it's not even a hybrid, you know, to the degree of Mark Edwards was even far more athletic, I think, than this guy is. This guy is a fullback, a true traditional bang your head
Lorenzo
into a wall.
Lorenzo Neal.
Yeah. Owen Schmidt. Maybe he'll
Who's
break
the other
a
guy? Vonte Leach.
Yes.
One of those
fullback.
Guys. Fullback.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to need a little help on the next transactions, Paul. December 28th, Patriots signed Ross Ventrone to the practice squad and Aaron Lavarius to the practice squad as well, correct? Defensive end?
What do you mean, correct? Why are you asking me? Like, you have the paper in front of you.
Yeah, and it says it doesn't make sense, the release.
Okay.
The first sentence is, the New England Patriots announced today defensive back Ross Ventrone has been signed to the practice squad. Return. Next sentence is, D.E. Aaron Lavarius, period.
Okay.
But I believe both were added to the practice squad. Lavarius was here in training camp with the team. I kind of liked him a little bit.
We both liked him and was surprised that he didn't come back sooner.
But just a lot of tinkering going on with McKinley out, Lavarius in, Silvestro to the active roster. A lot going on in the wake of the Andre Carter injury and kind of piecing everything together there. Last week, Sean Ellis got more playing time. But who knows moving forward how all these pieces are going to come together when you lose your most consistent every down defensive end, and that's what Andre Carter was. And we talked about it last week, I think. Rotations of guys, different situations, different bodies, who knows what it'll be.
And you're right, it will continue.
Yes, for as long as they play, which will definitely be this week and definitely be the second round of the playoffs, the divisional round. But more importantly, the biggest news of the week coming out of Foxborough, and we always like to update a little bit on the injury report here in these podcasts, was Tom Brady, and not his right shoulder, but his left shoulder.
Not his right shoulder now.
No,
not
his right shoulder. Not his right shoulder. I'm talking about his off shoulder now, his left. After last week's game against Miami, he came up dinged in the postgame locker room, was clearly favoring his left shoulder. Reports indicated he got an X-ray and was told, quote-unquote, he was all set, but clearly was in some pain. Then on Wednesday, he did not practice. That was listed as non-injury-related by the New England Patriots on their official injury report. On Thursday, he was listed as limited participation with, indeed, a left shoulder injury. The NFL Network was in the house today to grill Bill Belichick on Brady's status and what he did yesterday at practice, and Bill said he played quarterback, which is, I'm pretty sure, the position he plays, so that's interesting.
True.
But, Paul, summarize in as quickly as you possibly can just the whole Tom Brady health situation and how you foresee this playing out on Sunday and into the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting one. Obviously, it's as high-profile a guy as you can get in this on this team. Based on what Bill said today, I think he sort of illustrated the differences between this season finale and last year's when we saw a lot of Brian Hoyer, and he said specifically that game, last year's game, had literally no bearing on the standings, I think was the exact phrasing that he used. Not the case with this game. Obviously, the number one seed is still attainable, and the only way to assure that is by winning. If you want to extrapolate from that, I would say that, you know, I would expect to see some Tom Brady. Now, I don't know if anything happens physically between now and then, if something tells Bill that he's watching and saying, you know what, he could benefit from another week rest and give him 2 full weeks off instead of just the one for the bye week. My guess is we'll see some Tom Brady on Sunday, but that's purely speculation, and we all know what happened last week. I speculated that we could possibly see Vincent Fuller, and evidently his arm wasn't.
Wait, you don't think Brady's going to get cut, though? Right?
No, but I'm okay. Just talking. I'm telling you how much weight to hold my speculation. Not very much.
And I did want to just clarify the media reports of the last day or so. There was a bit of a firestorm on Thursday. Adam Schefter reported that Brady would not practice. And then when he found out that Brady was indeed on the field practicing with his teammates, doing stretching and some pre-practice throwing, he said he wouldn't practice the rest of the day and would be listed as limited. That part of the report did end up coming true. But Schefter also reported, as did Jason LaConfora, that Brady would play on Sunday. And as you said, Bill Belichick made it sound like Brady will play on Sunday. So I would say all signs, despite this left shoulder injury, indicate that Brady should be under center at least for a portion of Sunday's game against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
The rest of the injuries. Logan Mankins did not practice at all on Wednesday or Thursday with the knee injury. Published reports have indicated that he has an MCL injury and will play in the first playoff game in the second round of the playoffs, divisional weekend. Sebastian Vollmer also did not practice all week with the back/foot injury that he's been listed with for quite some time now. And then a lot of guys listed as limited, and the two big ones we talk about seemingly every week here, and Bill Belichick was just asked about him. Safety Patrick Chung, still limited with his foot injury, and linebacker Brandon Spikes still limited with his knee injury. Quickly, Paul, will either or both of those guys play on Sunday?
You know, just keep throwing the coin up in the air. I'm sure this is going to be a big topic for us on Sunday for our JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
10:45.
My guess is that we're going to see Patrick Chung. I think it's 50-50 on Brandon Spikes, but
I'm
going to
say,
you know,
we
what?
See both Grinch smile, pow pow, SMH.
Good for you. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I don't really know. I think it's very much up in the air, but you know, it would, in my opinion, be good to get both those guys out there.
Agreed.
For a cameo at the very least before heading into the postseason. But the biggest news of the week, Tom Brady missed practice on Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, I thought it was Alex Silvestro getting released. That
yes.
wasn't the biggest news of the
it
week?
It was also D.E., Aaron Lavarius, period.
Okay.
Tom Brady did indeed miss both days of practice, Wednesday, Thursday. Not injury-related on Wednesday. Then he came up with a left shoulder injury that appeared to happen in the Saturday game, Christmas Eve. There were reports he had x-rays, but most reports indicate that he'll be fine to go on Sunday, and Bill Belichick made it sound like Brady will play on Sunday. Other than that, for Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. That brings you up to date on the week of moves here at Gillette Stadium, starting with the shocking release of Vince Fuller. That one really caught Paul Perillo off guard. For more of those moves, if Paul's caught off guard by anything else, we'll be back next Friday for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Enjoy the Patriots season finale. Enjoy your New Year's Day, and peace out.
This is John Hanna, Patriot Hall of Famer. Download the podcast now.